Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. Here we are again, another BBS program. And we have quite a few of them. So we can have callers tonight if you wish to call in. We're still on station one tonight. If you're listening, you know that. But Friday, we're on station two. And let's give the date here, which is August 17th, 2011. And we'll just see what callers would like to call in, see what they're doing, if they're doing timeline crashing, how that's working out for them. Maybe somebody sampled a new clearing online, possibly. Maybe you can talk about that, how you feel about it. So we'll try to make today's call more of an interactive one with people. And let's just deal with Creation Lightship, maybe information and things like that. So we'll see if our... I'll give the phone number to call in. It's on the fast chat, 888-627-6008. So you can try that line there. And we'll get our co-host on tonight, which is Annika. So, Annika, are you out there?
I am here, Ron, and it's great to be on. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you everyone who I see already on the fast chat. And like Ron said, we take callers, and whatever you want to write on the fast chat, I'll do my best to see as much as possible. It almost sounded like somebody already called, but I don't know if that's just me hearing something there. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I have a request to make of Ron, and it's up to him if he wants to do this time crash. It's the anniversary, Ron, of the harmonic convergence, and I found out some information that would be very interesting to share with you. The leader of the who started it all was connected to the Mayans, and he's dead now. He died this year in March, so... Could we crash? I mean, could you crash it and then do? Can I also start crashing it with whatever my emotions I feel towards it? Uh-oh. You guys
okay.
I was just curious if they cut me off or whatever.
Oh, well, you know, I can hear you perfectly fine. It's great. And yes, that would be a very interesting thing. So let's see here. If Ron, are you with us, Ron?
Yeah, I'm here, sure. So I'm hearing all of you now. It's better. So
yeah.
Yes, let's. We can do a timeline crash on it. So I'm curious, was the person from South America, Pauline?
Yes, I had his name, but I put it in my timeline crash, but I've only been doing the past life one. I think I did also put it in the current life, but it takes much longer to do the current one. I can check all the boxes in the past life one, whereas I can't in the current life one. So I was going to ask you, could you change that as well?
I'll have to see if that's possible, okay?
Okay.
So let's do a timeline crash then for the harmonic convergence. Boy,
that was the largest gathering ever.
Oh,
Ron, before I forget, it connected to the power centers. There was one is in Central Park, the other one was in Mount Shasta, and the third one that they mentioned was Mount Fuji.
Central Park,
probably were
yeah,
many.
Where I'm living, that's wonderful.
So that's why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The weather's It's not going to be so good over here in New York for the next few days. Or I already saw the forecast, so I knew we need to crash.
They're using these. I wonder how they are with. Do they triangulate this energy? I wonder. Is it so many miles?
Well, that wasn't the only. You know, it was global, Ron. But they were trying to do the. They were trying to gather 144,000 people. I don't know how many they actually got, but those were the three centers they said. For at least they listed. I'm sure there were many other places that were connecting to the global, whatever it was that they did. So, because it stretched from the 16th to the 17th, so obviously different time zones.
Yeah. Okie dokie. So, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in '86 when they started.
1987, Ron.
87. Okay, here we go, everybody.
It was either August 16th and 17th, depending if you were in Japan, California, and New York. So New York probably was today, August 17th.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for 1987. Harmonic convergence. We'll do it for the three locations, Central Park, Mount Shasta, and Mount Fuji. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, same timeline crash, but in 1988. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1989. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1990. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1991. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1992. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This happened to tune in. We're doing a harmonic convergence crash. That the power points were Central Park, Mount Shasta, and Mount Fuji. So here we go. 1992. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1993. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1994. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1995. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1996. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1997. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1998. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1999. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 2000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2001. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2002. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2003. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2004. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2005. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2006. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2007. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2008. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2009. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2010. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see if anybody's felt the energy. I haven't seen anybody really in town here in Mount Shasta, although I don't look for this stuff, but it hasn't been heavily populated with people. Sometimes you see a lot of billboards up about this in town and stuff at the different stores, but I haven't seen a lot of information here or heard about sacred groups, spiritual groups coming together. Although that could be a possibility, but the amount of people here really this last weekend hasn't really increased. I just went out to the lake here, Lake Siskiyou, today to just go in the water swimming. Very, very nice. And there wasn't a whole lot of campers there. So there was a lot of cars, people swimming, but as far as maybe like campers, it looked like it kind of like people left, I would imagine, from the summer because school's starting. So back to you, Annika, and just see what happens here with the people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely some people are feeling this, Ron. And how are you feeling there?
I feel fine. I've been enjoying it, so I see
difference.
What about you, Pauline?
I'm running about 110%, and I still feel, pretty charged up. So.
Good. I'm glad Ron's at 110%. We need him that way.
Yeah.
I have a question regarding the deceased loved one clearing, Ron. If I had done that, can you check if my father's in? Would he be in the quarantine space right now? If he was brought up there.
Very possible. Yes. I would say that would
okay,
be correct.
Okay, you can't check.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. No, I was just curious.
The spirits collected by the light ship, we'll say, brought into that after somebody passes over, or dies. I'll use the word dies. Passes over means you're going to the line of the darkness. So once the body no longer is living, then the light ship does get the body. Then it has to look for the bits and pieces of the spirit that's been stolen. I can use a word like, you know, slice and dice, which actually happens. And they look for it to put the spirit back together again. So, yes, your answer is correct. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because if somebody was deceased long, long time ago, can you still do a deceased loved one clearing for them?
Well,
like my sister died in 1970.
Emotional body, number one, for anybody. Even if you wanted to do one for Abraham Lincoln or something, you know. His body
still
floating around at that time, it could be, you know, taken away because the earth spirit will collect it. But typically, if the spirit now is in the reincarnation process in the land of the darkness, then the light has a hard time finding it because it's taken off a planet, okay? And it's in the land of darkness. Possibly it could be found, but normally I'd say probably not. That's why people
What if they reincarnated already?
Yeah, but most people need to do that clearing within, you know, maybe a month of the person leaving because the spirit's still floating around here. But once it gets taken, normally it's in the darkness energy, and then it gets catapulted back in here, shot into a body.
So it wouldn't work.
A body, but it's still like forced into one.
But it wouldn't work because they're in a new body, and then so if I put their names in their old life.
Body, yeah, it's not going to do any good because they're already here. Remember, the spirit's responsible for your body.
Yeah.
So you can do more work.
I guess I better ask the doctor, my practitioner.
On yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. So just relating to what you just did, you did the just the last question here was about the deceased loved ones, which is a clearing you can do for somebody who has passed, and it's also online, so I just thought I'd mention that. And also the timeline crash that you were doing was for the the harmonic conversions, and yes, it was a global one, but I know she was relating more to those two places, and also... if somebody's feeling this really strongly, I see a dreamer is sitting, I'm fine, and she lies down or he lies down and he feels it more. And dreamer was saying, now it moved off, but or something about, is it basically for the ones that were in that, or could it be for anyone? A harmonic clearing should be for all who partook everywhere.
Yes, uh-huh. It was a timeline crash to release people who were on it. So
yeah.
If you were listening, you probably could have felt that energy being released from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you know somebody who participated.
Yep.
Those timelines are being crashed. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that, people were, doing these. Sacred, things and stuff.
So the timeline crash you just did, Ron, that relates to everywhere, basically.
Yeah, everything on this planet, yes, uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. So it doesn't matter where people were. So, yeah, there was a lot of places involved, and yeah.
Yeah, and you have to look at it as people are using their mind energy to cord a particular planet, area, location.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know that everything is conscious and that nothing wants to ever be corded. So even if it is a stronger type of energy, like here in Mount Shasta, it's very, very electric. In fact, I'll show people what Mount Shasta feels like. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, and I'll run the energy into all of you of Mount Shasta. So we'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll do a little bit more here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. This is the energy of Mount Shasta, and you're probably all feeling it now. I'll bring in the energy of Mount Fuji. Here we go. So take away Mount Shasta. Put you back into your own energy where you're living. Remember, the grid lines support you with the energy. Okay. There we go. Here comes Mount Fuji. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For me, it feels like it's slightly out of phase energy from Mount Shasta. Like it's 90 degrees out of phase. But anyway, that's kind of how I'm sensing it. Like it's to the right of me and it's turned slightly. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So there's Mount Fuji. And we'll bring in the energy of Central Park in New York. I never felt that as a power place, but we'll bring that in here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, I'm yawning. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So Larry had a good question there about can he do a timeline crash
persecution.
Yeah, so that would be an emotion. So yes, any kind of emotion, being persecuted, yes, you can do a timeline crash for that. So if
and
anybody's
also,
wondering what a timeline crash is, it's the darkness, the aliens created timelines, and naturally they have the timelines in a sense with a, just think of it as a street. And the street name could be like harmonic convergence. It could be suffering, could be fear, anger. These all change. And so when they want to abduct someone and you're going through a problem like persecution, that street name will be that, and everybody who feels persecuted will be on that with you. So you may have a lot of friends there. May not know them here, but there you're all dealing with the same type of situation, at least underneath that heading. There may be some smaller streets going off in tangents, for different types of persecutions, but the main one is what you get caught up on, and they just grab you and stick you on there because they can get mileage from you. This is how they work. So Ed had a question about something about the timeline crash that we did for Montauk. No information on that at this point, Ed, other than what happened live on the program or on the Q&A whenever we did that. It's been a little while ago. So I'm in the moment right now, so I just remember doing something to help people, and rescue the people that were stuck in parallel lifetimes and living a life and not being able to return back here. So, back to you, Annika.
All right. So Dan was mentioning the clouds, and I had to get up and look at my clouds because he said, oh, my gosh, have you looked? Get up and look at the clouds. So I did, and thank you for suggesting that. My clouds are just like amazing over here, and I just have dragons everywhere. It's just very, very special. So Freedom saying burning up over here, and a lot of people are feeling this. So that's Everett said, felt that energy in my forehead.
Anybody wondering about dragons? Yeah, dragons are good. A lot of this stuff, the dragon slayers and all that, throughout different movies or history or whatever, I haven't typically seen any dragons that are bad. Imagine if there is dark ones, there could be, but typically all the ones that I'm used to seeing when they show up, all the ones that show up that I see are always good. So it's possible that the darkness wanted to keep the dragons up because they are very, very powerful in the clouds. This is a being that's, very powerful. So maybe they wanted us to think that the dragons would breathe on you, you know, with their flame of fire and roast you, which is kind of what a lot of the movies are about sometimes, that they're very bad, energies, beings or whatever. But no, the dragons probably have saved the planet many, many times being out there to fight the darkness. So there's nothing wrong with dragons. So if you don't like dragons, I would do a timeline crash for yourself on it because somehow the darkness is involved with you a certain way to not have you like dragons. Okay, so about 108 body clearing, not yet. At some point it'll be up. See if I can get up the century clearing should be coming online, I believe, shortly here. We're going to be doing a bundle for $20 a month. We had a bunch of free clearings up a while back, maybe 6 months or so ago, and that was a little rough on me, maybe 9 months ago, so I took them off, and now I'm ready to have them up again, but we're going to be charging $20 for a month. And I'm not going to have the darkness to light clearing on it, but all the rest will be on there. And you must have your unlimited whole lifetime emotional clearing to do this one for $20. Reason is because the people who have the unlimited are working on themselves, and they're getting rid of a lot of the residue. When I had the free clearings up, I had people hitting it all the time. And naturally, if they're not cleaned out, I get all this negative, dense energy from them as they're doing their clearings, and so I had to take it off. So if you do have your unlimited emotional clearing up, and like I say, you should be doing that probably 3 times a day, or at least once a day or twice, twice, 3 times a week minimum, but at least do it and get the unlimited, then you can stay current and not carry and collect more emotional baggage. That's why it's up on the unlimited. And that will be, available. It's available now, but that clearing should be up shortly here. And it'll be $20 for the month, and you must have your unlimited emotional clearing in order to participate in it. Otherwise, it will not work. So we're doing another bundle, another clearing. I forgot what it was. We just put up the skulls. And I think it's a whole lifetime clearing, but it's like, I think $25, I believe, $50 unlimited. And we put up another clearing, too. I can't recall what it was.
Prosperity.
Yeah, that one, I think, I can't recall the price on that one either. But that one we lowered down, too, I believe. So if it's not lowered, then we'll have to check on it, but that should have been taken care of, I think. So, because when I saw that we had
$20.
What is that? What is that again?
$20.
It might be yes. Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Have you checked on that?
I haven't checked, but
maybe somebody could go online and just see what it is, if you can, and to check out the price for the skull clearing. I think it should be $5 and $50 unlimited, and then do the prosperity one. Let's see, prosperity is $100, I just got told, I think. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. So, $20 is for the ones that were free when you do the package,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, the other ones, Crystal Skulls and Prosperity, I think are 100 or something, but I am not looking right now.
Those I'm lowering down. They're too high.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know, like I said, you know, wait, because the skull should be 25, and then and that'll be good for a month. And then the unlimited, if you want to do it more, then it's $50. So
mm-hmm.
It all depends how you feel about the skull energies, okay? I feel most people who get on these should probably, at least do the clearing maybe 5 times. You know, like with the skull, since you have it for a month, and just see how it's working for you. And if you do feel energies coming off of you, then you may want to keep doing it until you feel better. But very possibly you may want to do the unlimited to get the stuff off of you. It's hard to say what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the crystal skulls, I just want to say that is to disconnect you from those energies. So it's not to nothing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I just want, if anyone is new to this and, just hear that word, some people have actually been told to connect to that sort of thing with other practitioners. So just letting you know, this is to disconnect from that energy. Thank goodness for disconnecting from that. That's nice. So when you're feeling different things, some people are saying they're feeling different things. Let's say, they feel more if they're laying down, even though they're dropped from mind to heart. I see Dreamer said grounding, but I hope you're not grounding further down than to your heart or in yourself, because you don't know, then you're possibly grounding to somebody else through the earth. So maybe you can explain a little bit about that, Ron, just to clarify.
Yes, I will. Yes, what it is, some people, the lingo is basically to do like the mind to heart drop, go within, and you have to connect to your spirit. If you don't connect and ask your spirit to do that, then what are you using to do the clearing? So this is very, very important to understand, to know that when you do any kind of mind to heart drop, you need to connect with your spirit so that it knows to connect you to the source energy that it is. Remember, your spirit is source energy. Now, if you do it the other way, and you may say you ask somebody in a group of people, and you're talking, and they go, "Oh man, I'm always in my heart." Well, what does that mean? They're typically, if they didn't ask your spirit, with the mind to heart drop energy, or, to have your thoughts go into your heart, then you'd be in the land of darkness in your heart. You're in the fabrication of that. So you always want to have your spirit do that. So people use the word being heart-centered, or I'm in my heart, they'll say. Well, they may not be. So you have to always have your spirit work with that energy in order for you to be there. So that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And so always know that. Whatever you do for healings, your spirit must always be involved with it. This is like I say, if your spirit's not in your body, then you're not going to have a healing. And your healing will take place on how much spirit you have. Okay, so I'm just told that the prosperity clearing is $25. And I believe that's for, maybe a one-month usage. And then the unlimited is $50 for that. And I think the skull one is probably about the same price. I'll find out here shortly. Might be $20.
Yeah, I think it's listed as $25, the crystal skulls.
$25, okay.
Yeah.
So then if the skull is at that, then we're okay.
And the prosperity one, I think probably hasn't been changed yet, but it will be. So, Dulce, thank you.
It just got changed.
It just got changed. Okay, great. That is
fantastic.
Well,
somebody may want to refresh that page just to check it out to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was on the standard page that we had for whole lifetime clearings. And that was $5 times your age, and that was too much for that. We put it up really quick, which was my problem, my fault, Jose, for not changing the price on it. So anyway, our webmaster is on his toes, and he's doing a very good job, and listening to our program here. So thank you, Mr. Webmaster. So
yeah,
here we
thank
go.
Thank you.
What's next?
Yeah, well, Tina, just to clarify about the crystal skulls, Ron, so when you clear the crystal skull energy from symbols, that was potent, she says, and then can we use the crystal skull clearing to clear inanimate objects?
Boy, I don't know.
Basically, it's the crystal skulls that it connects to and clears, right?
Yeah, the crystal skulls, normally, the reason why I put it up is that people have, including myself, I walked by a couple of booths at the expos, and people are selling these things. Some have, one person had one of the authentic ones, we'll say, on a shelf, maybe the same person had a different booth of the time before, and people are going up to the skull. It looked like a human-sized skull out of crystal, and they put their hands on it, you know, and sit there for 10 minutes, and they're hooked up. Now, you can still be hooked up by walking by this thing, and you can still be hooked up by walking in front of maybe a storefront that has these things displayed, maybe in a glass display case, and it just depends how sensitive you are if you're feeling the energies from it. But this is put on, we put it on for people who have had contact or dealings with or who have seen and even heard about the skull energies. Remember, once you get connected some way to it, either by reading a book or hearing something or somebody talks about it, you know, those vibrations come to you because you're listening and or there in the proximity of it. So this is why it's put up. And you may not have ever heard about this, although you're hearing it here on this program, but you may have had connections with it from the past. It could be in your DNA, so this is why the clearing's up there. I can do a sample here. Here we go. So thank you. Yeah, the skull is $25. That's what Everett says. So, great. So here we go. I'm going to take off... I don't know how many skulls there are. There might be, I don't know, 12 or 13 of them. I know there's one here in Mount Shasta, but I won't get into that. But anyway, here we go. Some people think that they're record keepers. And I will mention something. I heard another BBS program, which was James Gillian, I don't know, a couple years ago or something, I think. And somehow a lady brought him one of the skulls, and he had it, I guess, up on his ranch. Somehow all kinds of things, the way he talked, what I can, you know, paraphrase, and if I'm wrong, James, I'm sorry, but what he was saying is that things kind of went astray, goofy, weird things happened, and I don't think he was in tune with that either. So and he gave the skull back. And I guess he told the lady to keep it or something. But anyway, if I'm wrong, don't paraphrase me in this at all. But I remember hearing part of his show before mine came on, and I kind of heard that information there, similar to that. So if I am wrong, discount it completely. But yeah, here we go. A crystal skull clearing. This will be kind of like what's on the website here, and I'll take away the energies that. Are connected to you 6 months ago, okay? Because we didn't talk about this skull 6 months ago. So here we go. Just see if you feel any change in your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just see if you feel anything, okay? You know, if you feel something going on, you might even call in or put it on the fast chat how this has affected you. And maybe you didn't know anything about these things. So that's why I went back 6 months. So in a sense, what we did, we cleared a timeline for you that the skull was on, and maybe you're on too, having connections with that, attunements or something like that, and we took that away 4 or 6 months ago. So do we have a caller on, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I heard something. Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Ron was just saying a little bit ago, if you're not conscious, the healings don't work. And when I did
if your spirit's not in your body, it's not if you're not conscious.
So
you have to be in your body.
Well, I don't know
your
if your
spirit.
Spirit's in your body totally when you're sleeping, is it?
It depends if you tell it to stay here or not, and if it does stay.
Okay. I don't know if I did all those times. I did the death barcode, you know, clearings. I don't remember if I did. I did some of the time, but I don't know if I did all the time. And then also the spirit barcode.
Oh, okay. Once you start a clearing, if you're in your body, it will work for you. If you go into a clearing and you're not in your body, then it will not work because you can't be connected. So once it starts, and if you're in your body at all, that clearing will work all the way through it, okay? So you don't have to worry about it. Just don't do any mind-altering drugs or something to kick yourself out of your body, okay?
Right. Well, I didn't take any sleeping pills when I was doing those because I have a sleep disorder, so I didn't do it then. So, okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. So if you're feeling dizzy when you're laying down, Ron, or feeling things more, what's that all about when you're doing a clearing? Is it just that it's working better when you're lying down?
That could be a possibility there, yes. Uh-huh. It could be working better. I just don't have an answer for that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know we spoke about the harmonic convergence, and you also have a harmonic clearing. So Helen was asking before, what is harmonic about? So maybe just explain what that was.
Okay. We have an odd harmonic clearing. I'll talk about that. So that clearing is how the darkness attaches to you through odd harmonics. And odd harmonics, since the light works with even harmonics, they work with odd harmonics. And I'm just typing, I'm sorry here. I'm seeing if we can get up a free harmonic convergence clearing here for people to use. So I'm asking about that. So we'll find out here if that can be put up here. And so just look on the navigation side. It'll have to probably be I don't know how complicated it'll be for the webmasters to do this, but it would probably be starting from 19, it might just be a whole lifetime clearing. But that might be the easiest way to do it. And then concentrate from 87 on. You may want to redo those years to do the clearing, which would be your age at that time, okay? So anyway, that hopefully will be coming online. You may check for that, by the end of the night here or tomorrow if they can do that, okay? And we'll let you know also on the Friday program. So the harmonic clearing, harmonic convergence clearing is, without insulting the New Age people, Somehow, back in, 87, you have to remember, so we'll start over again here completely. There are people doing channelings, okay? And the channelings from the Beyondo, the aliens come through and channel, because light never channels. So a person gets information from somewhere, and the information sounds like it's, from the highest source possible. Naturally, a lower source wouldn't do it. Like I said, if you're going to have anybody coming to you maybe as a spiritual guide, you'd probably be better off having a trash collector of an emotional body talking with you, because that emotional body knows about living here, rather than Archangel Michael or Saint Germain or something like that. I'm kind of being facetious here, but the higher beings that people normally get, the angels, etc., are going to all be from the light of the darkness. The light never channels, okay? So we'll say that people come in and do the channeling. They get information. And all of a sudden, they're told that the planet Earth needs to have more light brought to it. And it also needs to have peace energy and everything else to it. So they create this web work of energy. And what happens is that energy now is connected to the aliens with like little spider web energies. And so people think that, they really want to help the Earth here, and the Earth is suffering because of, the devastation that's here, et cetera, bad weather, air pollution, water pollution, and that somehow we can help. So people get connected to these alien energies with their good intentions. And all of a sudden, all these wormholes and stargates and portals are opened up to the planet here, causing more harm. And that's kind of what happened. Some people say, well, gee, after the harmonic convergence, we had the Berlin Wall go down. Well, may not have been the harmonic convergence at all causing that. Okay, but people think that possibly it did. And they think that they're bringing in a higher consciousness by doing this. So they're using mind energy, which is darkness, to bring in light, and you cannot do that. Darkness doesn't want to have light here. It will bring in light of the darkness. And maybe the harmonic convergence, all those energies, caused our stock market to crash and our financial situations now. That's another way of looking at it. Remember, you're bringing in something here you know nothing about under the pretense of light. And light doesn't work that way. It's always with you. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So the harmonic convergence happens every year. There are dedicated people who do meditations in groups, everything like that, whatever it would be, to bring in more light to the planet. And that's what they do. And people get sucked into it. They do it every year. And, it's just the way it is. So back to you, Anik. I hope I answered your question. The clouds here in Mount Shasta are really goofy looking right now, completely goofy looking.
Judy had lots of doggies and teddy bears in her clouds today.
Mine looks like they're kind of like cookie cutter clouds in a way. They're dark, and being a dark cloud means that it's alien residue from the ships. So we got a lot of crashing going on up there. Very interesting. I know you're probably not from Mount Shasta, the people listening, but that's what's here now, is a bunch of dark clouds that appeared out of nowhere. And before we started this program, I think it was clear skies. So the sky now is probably what I'm seeing, mostly clouds of darkness, and that's the ships crashing. That's the residue. When you see dark clouds, after you do a timeline crash, that's the ships falling apart. So back to you, Anika.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I actually had to go and look myself again, and all my clouds are gone now. It's just, and I had a lot just, 20 minutes ago of the dragons, and it's just clear sky now. So, interesting. And, yeah, Judy had doggies and teddy bears, which is good. So that's nice to hear. And, yeah, we also talk about entities. And I saw Candy had a question about, can we crash addiction to smoking cigarettes or release entity? And it might not just be one time. I mean, a lot of these timelines that I see people are asking here on, arrogance, patronizing, rudeness, I saw something else, I think, and we might need quite a few of them, or what do you think, or can we help Candy here?
Okay, yeah, what I would do is if you have a situation and you know that you're dealing with a certain emotion on something, then, you know, at least do 20 timeline crashes on it, and you may have to do up to 100, and do it until you feel better. So that gets you out of that timeline right now. Remember, your body has a store for its whole lifetime. This is why you want to do the parallel life clearings and stuff, you know, on the timelines to get them out of you. So that's a different clearing in itself. The timeline crash is for this moment. It doesn't take care of your past, okay? So that's the difference. But once you get out of it right now, then, you know, the Band-Aid, you know, the cure underneath the Band-Aid right now is fixed, but you still have it all inside of you, and it can bubble out any time. But, yeah, we'll do a timeline crash here for entities, and it's up to you to decide which entity clearing you would like to have. So I guess it was Candy. It was, smoking or something?
Smoking. Yeah, it was for smoking.
Okay, so here we go. For her, it's for smoking. We'll do one timeline crash. So you need to think of what you want to do. What's your issue? Okay? Is your issue sorrow? Is your issue anger? You know, there's basic issues that you may have. Is it abuse? Is it that you feel betrayed? You know, maybe loss of a loved one, you know? Well, this is how they're going to torment you. So here we go, timeline crash. One, and then I'll do entities. So I'm going to first do a timeline crash, then I'll do entities. Entities come into you with those issues, too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Do another timeline crash for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay.
And let's do a one for entities. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
It's a good one.
That wasn't enough. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So here we go, everybody. You should feel better. Hopefully you do. Back to you, Annika.
Okay.
Our time is, less than 10 minutes to go here.
Okay. So a lot of people are worried about certain things that are going on. Cheers, I see, is writing about the chemtrails. There's a lot on that, and yes, there's a lot on YouTube, and it's a lot of stuff. I know that that's nothing that you've been able to really... what should I say? It's a little hard maybe for you to work on, but I know a lot of people feel that. And then, let's see. The Global Vigil Fire, M, says that's another event coming up September 22nd. So watch out for that one and stay away from it. I actually clicked on that link, and I felt the cords right away. So do stay away from it. It is not worth your time. It will cord. So what do you want to say about that, Ron?
Well, everything, like we say, starts with you, and you can't do anything to bring anything into yourself. that's more than what your spirit knows or could be. So the whole thing on this program is self-empowerment, to get your spirit more with you. So by bringing in external energies to you, the light doesn't transmit energy to anybody because you already have it. So, you know, if you lost it, it's all what you lost inside of yourself. You need to work on yourself to get the energy to you. So nothing can bring it into you.
So basically just staying in our hearts, staying in the now, and do the clearings and stay away from those things.
Yeah, that's the main thing, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
So let's do a clearing for the harmonic convergence. We'll do the skull energy. Excuse me. Let's do the skull energy for 10 years ago on this particular date here. And just see if you have any cordings. Here we go. So one, releasing the cords from any of those crystal skulls. And I think Pauline said there's 13 of them. So here we go. One, two, plus you have little small ones that they sell. Those are also energized, you know. Those are less money. And then people are actually fabricating them and making big ones for thousands of dollars, too. And who knows what's in those. But the main ones are ones that people normally, in a sense, through the dark side's divine right timing and order and everything else, people find them, and they become what's known as a skull-like keeper of the skull. And so when they get the skull, they're the owner of it. And then that transmits energies to them. But anyway, here we go. Taking away energies from you that these skulls, the 13 of them that we know about, were transmitting to you 10 years ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So just see if you feel different, you know. If you feel lighter, it's because of having an energetic connection brought to you by the aliens connecting you to the skulls. So, anyway, that's how it works.
Okay. So, Ron, are you there? I kind of...
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. Okay, well, you know, I actually really felt that now even more. So I don't know what that was or why that is, but that's interesting. Maybe because I just opened that link before. I don't know. I don't know if it can work that fast, but it's, yeah, interesting. It's, yeah, I usually don't look at things myself too much because I think it's almost better to not do that. Because for a while I was looking at everything, and that certainly didn't help me. But really doing the clearings and staying in my heart and in the now. So, yeah, don't link to the link to get linked is what M is saying. Thank you for that. I love having a bit of a joke at all this, too. So thank you for keeping a good spirit, and no pun intended, or maybe there is there. So, Ron, we have a couple of minutes left, or maybe just one.
Okay, well, our next program is Friday on Station 2, so make a note of that.
And we're going to have the Q&A, right?
What's that again?
We will do the Q&A after.
Yeah, Q&A will be
after. Friday.
Yep, it'll be from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock my time. So just after the BBS program on Station 2, we'll have a one-hour Q&A, which you can call in on, and it'll be very good. So the crystal skull clearing should be a whole lifetime clearing. So, and I think it's possibly up now. I'll find out shortly. if not, check on it. I'll find out quickly here from if I get a quickie email. But I think it's up right now, and it goes back through your whole lifetime, and you're able to clear out different energies there. And on the harmonic convergence, also, it's a whole lifetime clearing format, and that will allow you to take away energies also. So you may want to concentrate, you know, on that, you know, since, you know, from the, you know, the time that would be from 87 on. And who knows, they may have had some other energies coming a few years earlier to prepare people to cord you so that you're ready in 1987. You know, they do that also. That's why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing. So our next program is on Friday. Thank you, Annika. Thank you, people.
Thank
we
you.
Probably have, you know, extra questions here that we just can't get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that you are all feeling better. And blessings to all of you. Thank you for listening to us tonight. And we'll see you later, everybody. And I'll be back. I'll be in New York the 21st of October. And we'll be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles the first weekend in October. And I'll be on the panel, which will be the Ascension panel there. So blessings, everybody. And that's on Sunday at noon. So we'll see you later. And have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.